Twice a year, for as long as I can remember, we reported on the biannual time change observed by the United States and dozens of other countries. Whatever would we talk about if the practice were to stop? But that is our first topic today, the potential end of standard time. Right now, America is on the other kind of civil time, daylight saving time. We sprang forward to that, moving our clocks ahead 1 hour earlier this week. However, a bill to make daylight saving time permanent, meaning we'd no longer change our clocks twice a year, has just sailed through the U.S. Senate, and if it passes in the House and is signed by President Joe Biden, bye-bye time change in America. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, a Republican who sponsored the bill, said this isn't the most important issue facing the country, but it's one with a lot of agreement. U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, a Democrat who sponsored the bill, said not falling back in autumn would add a little sunlight into most people's lives. So the idea has support of Democrats and Republicans, but it's not clear if or when the House will take up the bill. And if it's ultimately approved, the new law wouldn't take effect until November of 2023. The reason why is that the U.S. transportation industry has already planned out its schedules for the months ahead. It requested the extra time to prepare for the adjustment. The main goal of daylight saving time in summer was to save electricity, the practice getting widespread use during World War I. The U.S. Congress made it permanent in 1966, but it's not required by law, so no one fines or jails Hawaii and most of Arizona for not observing it. Studies have been mixed on whether DST actually saves electricity. The U.S. government has found that it does a tiny bit for each household that adds up to a large amount nationwide. A different study by an economic research group found that it increases demand for electric heating and cooling, and that balances out what people save on lighting. Either way, will there be any widespread disagreement about the new law? That's harder to say. Permanent daylight saving time would mean more sunlight in the early evening hours of winter, but falling back moves the time of dawn closer to when we wake up, so we're not starting and ending our winter days in the dark. We expect to hear more opinions about this in the days ahead.